Welcome to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leone Dyer. We are two good friends navigating the twists and turns of that middle part of life, and we are laughing our way through it.
Don't get us wrong, it's not all that funny all the time. There's so much we are unprepared for. Adult children, changing bodies, aging parents. We want you to know that you are not alone in these challenges. So sit back, get a front row seat as we share true life stories with a fresh perspective and just a pinch of irreverence. And That's When I Realized starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to And That's When I Realized. I'm Leone Dyer.
And I'm Susan Dolce.
And this is a show where we are talking about the truth and comedy of midlife. So Susan and I are best friends, and we get together usually every Friday, although that hasn't been happening because of our schedule. But, you know, we share the joys and the challenges and the laughs, and we discuss all those things that friends share. So I don't know about you, but we thought that by the time we hit our mid-50s, we would have life kind of figured out.
Yeah,
but it turns out that that's not what happened. So in today's show, we're talking about the truth and comedy of disappointment, how we process it, how we understand it, and how we move beyond the disappointment we experience in our lives. So grab a cup of coffee, a glass of iced tea, and join us. Hey, Susan.
Disappointment. We can start by saying, if you are tuning in to hear about pelvic floor health today,
Oh, yes.
And you're disappointed that we are not talking about pelvic floor health, we are very disappointed that our guests that were scheduled for today had to reschedule for November. So we're still going to have that show.
Yeah,
but it's just not today. So I'm disappointed. And
yes. Well, hence our topic, actually, when we get that Susan was in the midst of life happening and she sends a text. Okay, they can't make it. I'm like, oh, well, that's disappointing. So, yeah. So do you have a date, Susan, when they will be on?
We're hoping for November 11th. Is the plan. So if that happens,
yes,
we will put that on social media. We will get that out there. We'll because again, we would really love to have your questions. You can submit those to support@susandolce@gmail.com. If there's any questions, it's going to be Heather Dibke is actually in the process of getting her PhD in women's I don't know the exact title. And Dr. Crawford is an expert in women's pelvic floor health, and they have a program. It's called Pilates or Pilates. I'm not sure how it's pronounced yet. And it's a set of exercises that women can do to strengthen their pelvic floor and a whole host of other things. But two experts, and we are not experts. We have lots of questions, but we would love to hear any questions you would like to have asked.
It's not one of those subjects that, you know, you really like to talk about, but it's, you know, it's,
well, that's the problem. Nobody talks about it.
Yeah, it's, well, like it's exactly like when you were a kid, like a teen, well, before your teens, you know, and you know, your cousins would always talk about, or my aunts, and they always talk about oh my gosh, I forgot what they called it, like Aunt Betty or Aunt somebody is arriving, and I never knew, and it was a horrible thing, and I didn't know who this person was and why was it coming, and it's like, I don't think I want to visit this person. So anyways, disappointment.
I think it was called the present. I was like, it was like
the present.
Your present's coming. I was like, it's not a gift, or maybe it's
actually we are so digressing now, but
we are.
I actually listened to a podcast of how your menstrual cycle actually is a gift for you or to you or with you or something. Yeah. I didn't find that personally myself, but it's there.
It's a distant memory.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We're now in hot flashes.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, back to disappointment.
Disappointment. So Susan, I'm going to ask you right off. What has been a disappointment of late? If you can share, if you can't make something up.
I saw something on Facebook today that I was like, oh, this is exactly how I feel. And it said that 2022 is 4 months away. No, it's let me rephrase it. It's like, I wish time were linear again, because 2022 is only 4 months away and I'm still stuck in 2020.
That's
exactly how I feel. Like 21 has been this weird blur of disappointments. I think we all were hoping, you know, that the pandemic would just disappear and there would be this like off switch and life would go back to normal. And I remember when I got my second vaccine, I cried. 'Cause I was like, things are going to be changing, you know, life is going to be. I guess I expected something much greater than, I mean, it was an unrealistic expectation. I mean, you don't have a virus, you know, invade the planet and not morph and not mutate into new viruses, right? The hope is, right, that the thinking is that it's going to continue, like, to get weaker and weaker and weaker because a virus doesn't want to kill its host, right? So that eventually it'll become something that is, you know, like cold flu and COVID season. I mean, I think that just that whole concept of time and feeling like I've lost a year. No, I feel like I've lost 2 years of my life.
Well, and events that have happened in your life, Susan, I mean, I'm pulling on my coach's cap right now. Okay. I'll send you my bill after, but things that have happened in the past, like in the last, how many months, like year and a half that have happened just in your life alone, it's hard to process them when we're still living in this, like, I call it make-believe world, but it's not. I mean, reality's happening. This is life. But I think I think eventually when we get back out and things are like normal, whatever that looks like, then we're going to be like, wow, that happened and that happened. And then the processing starts.
Well, because my mom passed away November 8th of 2020. And I mean, I know everybody's like, oh, it's the first year, you know, the first year is always hard, but it's weird. It's like, I've lost my dad. It didn't feel like this. I've lost my brother. It didn't feel like this. It feels like there's so much grief, like just in the world, like there's just so much heaviness in the world right now. You know, between earthquakes and floods and hurricanes and pandemics and fires. And it's just like that. It's almost like I don't have the energy to actually grieve.
Yeah. And that's exactly. And I think that, I mean, while other events are happening, you turn the news on and, you know, you can go alphabetical. But I, for whatever reason, this seems it's more of a challenge to move through. It seems more tangible. I have a friend that actually, they just lost their house because of a fire. Almost a month ago in California. And I mean, to them, forget, the pandemic is just a little blip in their psyche, you know, right now it's like, what do we do? However, that being said, they're navigating through losing a house, finding temporary housing during a pandemic. So yeah, it's just, there's a lot. I think there's going to be a lot of processing after.
Yeah. So not to be total Debbie Downers, because
Debbie Downer.
We do actually, we have some talking points that we will get to on how to deal with disappointment and how not to let it. Like,
100%.
So we're not just going to sit here and
Exactly. Yeah.
In case you're like, oh my God, I can't listen to him right now because they're so sad. No, we've got some pointers to how to deal with
this. Please don't turn the channel yet. And I'm not going to talk poorly about any industry or any one person. I promise. However, I am going to give a huge shout out to a great friend. He told me he's on the West Coast while we're on the East Coast season. And he listens to us.
Oh, thank you, friend.
So, yes. So, hello, Ian. He said, please don't mention me.
So you asked me the question. So, that's just, I can't think off the top of my head of one thing that was really, well, I can say, you know, we've been trying to get a visa for my son-in-law. That's probably been my biggest disappointment in the last few years.
Because they live in another country.
Right. So that's just been disappointing for our entire family. We're managing and it's, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen in the future. It's just not happening right now. But what about you?
Well, actually the day that I got your text, which was last Wednesday, I believe, correct? About our show, which was disappointing. I also got the printout version of how to get into Canada and what to do and how to get back into the US. So, it doesn't look like I will be going to Canada.
You guys have your trip planned and that's, you won't be able to be gone.
Yeah. Because we're actually where we live, we're in a tourist area and, we have this event that's happening where too many people are coming to our town.
The fair. If you've never heard of Fryeburg, Maine, which I had never heard of Fryeburg, Maine until I met Leon. And then suddenly I met all these people who were from Fryeburg, Maine. A huge portion of the country descends on tiny little Fryeburg every October for October, right?
First week of for an agricultural fair, which will be happening this year. Yes, which might be one of my disappointments. Those are probably some of my bigger disappointments, like currently. But, you know, just the past year, I don't even know how long I keep going back. 2020 was a huge bag of disappointment, not just with events, but with how people were responding to situations. Disappointed me. And come on, people.
Huge lack of civility. People couldn't have conscious conversations and open civil debate and discord. It was, everybody is like, got their team.
I'm not going to say a front row seat. I think I was in the back seat. I was in the car for sure of a situation where a group, they were not able to handle the disappointment of events not happening. And they caused this it's still a ripple within a community that I am a member of. And yes, I was disappointed that the event didn't happen, but I was more disappointed in how they were reacting and how it transpired and how it's, so for me, that disappointment was probably more earth-shattering than all the other stuff that's happened. So
2020, whew, that was a year. We're coming up on a break.
We will be on a more upbeat, I promise.
We promise to talk more upbeat about how to handle disappointment. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, and we'll be right back.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Corny.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm here with my bud, Leon Dyer. Today, we are talking about disappointment. And we promised before the break that we will not continue to be Debbie Downers talking about all the disappointments in our lives, because Leon has researched this topic and has come up with some steps, some guidelines to help us deal with disappointment in our lives. But one of the things we were talking about is how, when we were growing up, how was disappointment handled in our family? And I know for me, it was sort of like on to the next thing. But I remember, and we talked about this, you know, we always give a sticky note quote at the end of the show. And we talked about this one. I was like, no, because I don't like this. And I think it was Ben Franklin. I don't know why that's stuck in my head, but I could be wrong, but the phrase goes something like, if you never expect anything, you'll never be disappointed.
Right. Or if your expectations are high or something. Yeah.
Yeah. If you keep your expectations low, you'll never be disappointed.
I'm right. Like,
that's not good. I mean, why shouldn't we have high expectations? Shouldn't we? I mean, I understand over expecting shouldn't we have high expectations for ourselves and our families and our goals and our dreams and, you know, to like keep everything, at a monotone sort of level in life, just so you're not going to be disappointed when the rug gets pulled out from underneath you. That's just, poor managing emotions. That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and disappointment, is defined as disappointment is expectation over reality. So it's the expectation, you know, versus the reality. And so I guess if you don't expect anything high, then you'll never be disappointed in reality. But then what's your goal? What's exactly. your aspirations? What, right. Exactly. And I think disappointment is, I mean, we'll get to it, but I mean, I think it's disappointment is the expectation, the story we have in our head of what it's supposed to be, not necessarily what it can be. I was going to say should be, what it can be.
So I'm going to go off on a tangent
sure.
that we haven't really talked about. But I'm curious how to liken disappointment to failure. Like, I was in some business training earlier today, and in the training, it was like, if you don't fail, you're not moving forward, because every yeah. failure is propelling you to try a new idea or to push beyond, you know, a mm-hmm. limit. Or so I kind of feel like I'm sitting here thinking about that maybe disappointment offers us the same opportunity to, instead of going down the hole, we can go through a door.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, I think disappointment, I mean, failure is just an opportunity to learn. And I think how we process disappointment is how we experience the failures or the challenges we have in our life. Mm-hmm. So are we going to, if we're viewing it as a failure, or like, whoops, that didn't work, I guess I won't do that again. Is it a learning experience, or are we, you know, packing up our stuff and going home because it didn't work? Oh, well, it didn't work. And I think that speaks more of how we view ourselves in this world, our worthiness in this world, our sense of, sense of worth comes in. Because I know there are aspects in growing up where I, you know, something happened and it was a disappointment, or it didn't go the way we had expected. And I would get, well, it is what it is, just move on. But then I would also get from other members of my family in other situations, well, you know, what did you expect? You know, mm-hmm. did you expect it to be anything better? And so it, you know, and just knowing like the two sides of my family that were saying those two different things, it speaks of where they felt, how worthy they felt, or how much they felt that they could receive in life.
Mm-hmm. So I guess then the question is, like, for people who are always expecting disappointment around the corner, like they're not expecting their dreams or goals or wishes or mm-hmm. to happen. And they're just so energetically, I'm sure that's also compromising the situation and creating more disappointment. Yeah.
Well, I think they're putting it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I mean, if you are expecting something, like, okay, here's a perfect example, very personal on my behalf. I have started and done so many diets. I mean, forget it. I can't even list them all. We don't have enough time in the show. But in the back of my head, I knew, okay, I'll try it for at least a week. Let me see if I can make it a week. I'm already setting myself up. Okay, mm-hmm. if I make it a week, woohoo. Now, I am going to say, that was the part of me when I did not feel that I should receive good health, or that I should mm-hmm. be open to receive what was best for me. I was sabotaging myself, and I know that now. So I have successfully been able to stick to a plan that worked for me. But when you set it up, you're almost opening that door. You're, you know, like, okay, disappointment, or okay, failure. I'm here. I know I'm not going to succeed. So, and then you get the disappointment or the failure, and it's like, yep, see, told you. So that's mm-hmm. what's happening. So I think it's like what we put out there in the universe is what we're receiving all the time. So are we, I think you're, yeah, spot on, Susan, that are we putting out there, it's going to fail anyway, so might as well. Okay, let's look for the disappointment. Let's look for the failure.
I'm thinking of now it's coming back to me. I think I squashed it from my brain because I was so crushed.
Oh no.
I applied to the Living School at the Center for Action and Contemplation. And I had waited several years to put in this application until I knew I had the time to devote to the program, and it required travel. And I was finally an empty nester and I thought, I can do this. And I was so excited. It didn't even occur to me that I would not get in. I was like so sure because I had been following this. I wanted to do this for so long. I've read all their books. I know I know the curriculum. I know all of the faculty, you know, it's just like, and so when I didn't get in, I was like, what? how does this happen? And because that was going to put me on a whole different trajectory. And I guess, you know, God had a different plan for me because now I'm going in the direction I probably should have been going regardless with parent coaching and all that. Yeah. But, so.
And you processed that. I do want to say you did while you were disappointed.
I was very disappointed.
And yeah, but you were able to like go deep inside, like what really happened, like what's happening. Not like you have no clue why you were necessarily rejected from the program or not accepted from the program. They didn't tell you. They just said,
right,
no, thank you for applying, but you're not one. You know, but you had to go in and like, why did it mean so much to you? And why am I hung on this? And you were able to do that.
Yeah, after a lot of tears.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen. Yeah, of course. I mean, but it happened. You didn't take it. You didn't take that and be like, oh, geez, see, what a rejection. And you didn't, you know, like pack up your stuff and be like, oh, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing?
So one of the questions you put on our notes, I want to ask you is, you said, because I think this, and we're coming up on another break, but is ignoring the emotion of disappointment, dealing with it constructively, or are we being delusional in our reality? Ignoring disappointment.
Mm-hmm. So if I am a huge component on everything that is presented to us is either a lesson for us to grow more or for us to embrace and enjoy. So if it's not something we want to enjoy and embrace and hug and, you know, be like, oh, this is lovely, then obviously it's there and it's being presented to us as opportunity for us to grow. Mm-hmm. So if we ignore it, then it's going to come that whatever lesson we were supposed to be learning is going to come back. So which
makes sense for the people who are always disappointed.
Yes.
Because the lesson keeps coming back and then it's just to keep ignoring.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So, I mean, that was exactly using my example of me being on a diet for, you know, like 20 years. Every January, okay, I'm doing it. I'd sign up for the program or I'd, you know, enlist in whatever. And, you know, and by January 15th, I'm like, yeah, that didn't work. Okay. I'll wait until next year, do another one. You know, I mean, because I wasn't going in. I had nothing to do with food that I was having this struggle with. And it wasn't until I actually dealt with what was happening that I was able to be successful. So yeah, the disappointment for sure. So one of the things when we come back, oh, I'll go ahead, Susan, sorry.
No, I was going to say, no, because I was going to take us in a break. What were you going to say? You can take us in a break.
Well, I was going to say, when we come back from our break, the first thing in order to help process disappointment is how we change the story, how we change that story in our head of what it's supposed to be.
See, now we're going to get to the good stuff and we're going to stop being Debbie Downers.
So, yes.
You're okay. Listening to, and that's when I realized we're talking about disappointment in life today. So I hope you stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere, if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of three beautiful things, like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm hanging out again every second and fourth Thursday of the month with my friend Leon Dyer. We're talking about disappointment today and just how it impacts our lives. We've had a few years of disappointment. I don't think we can deny that. And we're going to get into, before the break, we were talking about ways to manage disappointment and to not let it, you know, rule your life. And one of the things that Leon said is like, you have to change the story. So we're going to talk about five different steps to how to manage disappointment in life. But I want to start with this quote from Tony Robbins, because I think this sort of sets up where we're going. Mm-hmm. And he says, when we embrace the true no expectations, no disappointments meaning, we begin to live fully in the present. Our lives are filled with acceptance, gratitude, and love. We stop fighting things that are out of our control and focus our power on what we can control, our own mindset, emotions, and actions. Learning how to be happy without expectations means realizing that fulfillment comes from within. It's a realization that will transform your life. And again, that's Tony Robbins. And so what this, to me, this is like these five steps also work for handling resentment.
A lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about resentment and disappointment. Woo! But the first one is changing your story. Mm.
Change the story. Yeah. So, I mean, think about like we have, like, think about when we have an expectation in our mind, we're like, oh, you know, my husband and I are going to have this romantic evening. The kids aren't here and, you know, it's going to be great. And then, you know, the story in our head is he's going to come home and he's going to be excited. The kids aren't here and I've cooked this wonderful meal. And then he walks to the door and he's exhausted. He just wants to like chill. He does, you know, I mean, and yeah. So he's like, you know, so the expectation was it's going to be romantic and it's going to be great. The reality of it is, yeah, we're just together. We're just sharing space. So we get stuck. If we get stuck in that story, like, you know, oh, but it's supposed to be this way. Or if he's rejecting me, therefore I'm not worthy. Or what have I done wrong? It's, you know, all these things that go through our head. Or a situation of where people are acting a certain way, or they're saying things that are incredibly disappointing to hear or acknowledge. Mm-hmm. Our expectation is they're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah. So like with regards to the living school, like I said, my story was that I was getting in there because I wanted it so badly. And I just figured, I don't know, I just thought that I was the perfect candidate.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, when I, like you said, I did the work, one of the things I had to do was look at why did I want to go to school there? Why did I want to be a part of living school? Mm-hmm. And it was really because the faculty is aging. I adore, it's Richard Rohr, Cynthia Bergeau, James Finley, there's others, and I was like, if I don't get into this, I want to be taught by them. I don't want to just read their books. I want to be taught by them. And so it was all about me. It wasn't about what was I going to do with what I was going, you know, to learn, what was in the curriculum. And it was to take away and be of service in the future. The energy of what I was just so excited because I just wanted to go and be taught by them so badly. So then I was like, okay, that was bad. that was wrong. Because the whole program is, when you graduate, they say you're being sent. And so you're supposed to go out into the world and do acts of service and stuff. And that's, my energy was not that. And I didn't think about that until after they said, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That exactly. Yeah. Which falls right into the next step which is take responsibility, which is changing the story and getting rid of the belief that we have, whether it's, you know, and it can go both ways, that you're entitled for something or that you're not worthy of something. And mm-hmm. I'm both.
Yeah. I mean, I was the entitled. You're unworthy. You're going down the unworthy thing. But
well, yeah, I feel entitled. I'm thinking about like the group that I was, you know, talking about earlier where they acted a certain way. I felt very entitled that please don't treat me that way. Mm-hmm. Don't treat me. Don't treat my family. Don't treat my loved ones. Don't treat, you know, I had an entitlement that you are not going to treat us this way. Now, that may have been taking, I may have been setting the boundaries of this is not acceptable. I mean, it could have been that, but I mean, I was feeling very entitled. You are not to treat me this way. And that I was disappointed that they continued to treat me that way, you know, or to treat the situation. So I think I did have entitlement. And I think as I'm sitting here talking about it, I'm not sure I've completely processed.
It's still a little fresh.
It is still happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still disappointed.
But part of the research you did, entitlement did come up, and can entitlement lead to chronic disappointment because you believe that you are entitled to all of these things. And I mean, I think some of the younger generation.
Well, it's interesting that both ends of the spectrum, not worthy, like I'm not worthy of this, so therefore I'm always disappointed, and always being disappointed because you feel you're entitled to it, and guess what? You're not. You know, so it's interesting that both sides, but we know that when you feel entitled, it's you're just masking your insecurities. So
So first you change the story.
Change the story. Then you
address the story. You have, what is the story? And then you take responsibility and look at it realistically. I used to say in my old podcast, Three Things I've Learned, if you change the story, you can change the world.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we get stuck in the story. We believe that this is how life is supposed to be. We are clearly not present when we are stuck in the story. And that's one of the things I loved about that quote, is that it says, when we embrace the true no expectations, no disappointments meaning, we begin to live fully in the present, and our lives are filled with acceptance, gratitude, and love, and we stop fighting the things that are out of our control.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about how many things we try to have control of and over, and how disappointed we are it didn't work out that way.
Yeah. I think every mother ever has walked down that road of, yeah.
No, I am not saying anything. Yes.
Yeah. Now that's a...
Which goes into that no one is perfect.
No one's perfect.
And that is step number three, is forgiving. Being able to acknowledge that everyone is on their journey and everyone is in their situation. So first we change the story, take responsibility for our part, but then.
So who are we forgiving? Are we forgiving ourselves? Are we forgiving the people who disappointed us? Are we all of the above?
I think everything. I think forgiving ourselves for feeling, because once you take responsibility in, that we don't have control, or we don't, we are not able to, manipulate the situation, then it's forgiving ourselves that we're in that position. And it's also being able to, you know, rise above the situation to see the situation or the person or whatever disappointed us, that they're just on their journey as well. And the situation's just collided.
Yeah.
You had, okay. No, talk to me. Go ahead.
Well, because I'm walking through the whole living school scenario. I don't feel like I felt like I needed to forgive myself for, for getting excited about it because it wasn't in my control. I mean, I put in my application, I spent hours and hours on the application, but it wasn't in my control. And I guess this is why it was so hard. I sort of did hand it over to the universe without any attachment to the outcome. I thought, apparently I had a huge attachment to the outcome. I think I had to forgive myself for being disappointed. I forgave myself for being disappointed, for being that overcome with emotion in the whole, you know, it's like, it's okay. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to cry over this. It's okay to be disappointed. You know, you were really excited. And I think that's just being true to my emotions, and not pretending like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. I didn't get in. Like I was, no, it wasn't fine. I was really upset. And I was really, cause like I said, that I thought I knew where my future was going in regards to taking these classes and being of service and all that. So.
Well, I think, and there are situations where life just, things happen.
Yeah.
Like you want to go out to dinner and you can't get into your favorite restaurant. It's no one's fault. It's not, you know, I mean, it's no fault. It's just life happens. So, you know, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I think the forgiveness, like if you're disappointed, the forgiveness is letting go of the story that was going to be the pivotal change that you had to hold on to. That's what was going to make everything wonderful, was this dinner. You know, I mean, that was just okay.
Yeah. I get it. So change your story, yeah. Take responsibility, forgive. We're going to get to the fourth and fifth step when we when we come back. We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit TrishLaub.com. That's Trish Lau, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Hey, we are back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce. Again, I'm here. We are here every second and fourth Thursday at 4 Eastern. I'm here with my bud, Leon. We talk about the truth and comedy of midlife, but today we are talking about disappointment specifically. Yes. And we spent the first
few seconds. In our lives.
Yeah, by the time we get to our age, we've had some disappointments. We spent the first two segments being total Debbie Downers and talking about all the disappointments in our life, and especially about how, believe it or not, people, 2022 is only 4 months away, if that surprises you as much as it surprised me. So we were talking about how to deal with disappointment. So we're not just going to talk about disappointment and not give y'all some tips to manage it. And so there are five steps we've been going through. And this is from an article on Tony Robbins' website, I believe, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it starts with changing your story. Mm-hmm. Don't believe the story. Take responsibility. So I think it's actually, since change your story, it's like recognize the story, that you're in the story. Then take responsibility and change the story. That's the way I look at it. And then three is forgive. And we were debating, are we forgiving ourselves? Are we forgiving the people who disappointed us, the situation that disappointed us? I think, whatever fits your situation. And number four, this is my favorite, because this also is the cure for resentment. This is also the cure for anxiety attacks in the middle of the night. And that's to be grateful.
Be grateful. Yeah. Just to, but yeah, I mean, that joy just doesn't happen, you know, and it happens when we are able to receive it. And yeah.
Yeah. So
be grateful.
Gratitude is like a healing balm, as far as I look at it. It's like whenever, that's why I said it even works for anxiety attacks in the middle of the night. It's like just not focusing on the story and just being in the moment and taking stock of all of the blessings in our lives, mm-hmm. even the smallest things. It's just, I actually wrote a blog post about this in the Wayback Machine, but it was like three red letter words to say, not to say, and it's like, don't say, well, at least. So like if somebody's really disappointed mm-hmm. or somebody, you know, well, at least it's not blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I highly recommend you avoid those three words, because what it does is it diminishes the person's feelings and the situation that they're in, to like say, well, oh, it could be worse. It could be, you know, it's not cancer, or, you know, it's not that, that's not the point. The person who's going through whatever disappointment or emotions, they're entitled to feel whatever the hell they're feeling, as far as I'm concerned.
But are they trying to have you feel more grateful, to have more gratitude that it wasn't X, Y, and Z? That yes. It was just this. Yeah.
But I still think that those are trigger words, just to.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But you can, you know, so you can still.
You but know. Whenever. I think when you put that out there, well, at least it wasn't this, then that becomes the pivotal, like, oh, you're right. Thank goodness. Ooh, it wasn't that. But then what happens to the situation that's actually happening? Mm-hmm. You kind of like dismiss it.
Right. Right.
Which isn't the point.
So, I mean, you can point people to gratitude without saying,
yeah,
at least it's not.
or feel it yourself.
Right. You know? Right.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
No, I was going to the last step. Yeah. After we feel grateful, is just to see life as a journey. Which is practicing gratitude, and that we're all on this journey together, and each moment or each lesson is there for us to grow wider and stronger.
Well, and that goes back to you. I mean, when we start, where we started with this is that disappointments are just and or failure are opportunities or lessons for us to grow. To, like I said, you can either go down the hall or you can go through the door. And
I love that.
I also like to look at disappointments a lot of times as like, divine intervention. How many times have you been behind somebody who's driving insanely slow? Granted, this isn't disappointment, but, and you're like, I have got to be somewhere. And this person is driving 30 miles in a 40 mile an hour zone. And I can't deal. And then I will say to myself, this person is protecting me from some harm that I might have gotten into. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reason why this person is driving so slowly in front of me. So I'm just going to appreciate whatever's happening in the moment, and just that they are driving so slowly. But you get my point. Like,
yeah.
So it's times like we're a disappointment, or something's like the rug is pulled out underneath you, and then you think that like, again, I go back to living school. I was sure that was my life was headed that way, and it didn't happen. And now I'm a parent coach, which is totally my jam, which I totally yes. love doing. And I probably wouldn't have even explored that had I gotten into the living school.
Right. So you would have been there at the living school, just sucking it all up, loving it, loving it, loving it. You would have come back and given to the world, because that's who you are. But look what you're doing. I mean, this just speaks of like what you're doing now is Susan. I mean, it's giving to the mothers and everything. So, yeah.
See, life is a journey, and that's kind of
life is a journey.
Yeah. So every disappointment is for a reason. Maybe not all of them. Maybe all of them. Maybe not the romantic dinner one, but maybe that's just exhaustion and tired.
Yeah. Right.
So we always close the show. Because if you haven't listened to us before, Leon is the queen of the sticky note. And you can't see from her view right now, but her computer is surrounded with sticky notes of a variety of colors. And so we say that life didn't come with an instruction book, but we can give you some advice one sticky note at a time. So today's quote is,
we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. And that's Martin Luther King Jr.
Never lose infinite hope.
Never lose. I love that. Yeah.
And that's, boy, that is like the perfect takeaway for the end of, or as we approach the end of 2021, the last quarter.
Yeah. That could have been 2020 too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can never lose infinite hope, right? No.
And so many things are happening too. I mean, just, yeah, with the world, for sure. Yeah.
So thanks for hanging out with us today. We're talking about disappointment. And I would like to close the show with this little reminder that your age is just the number of years the world has been enjoying you. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Leon.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being here with us today on And That's When I Realized. We are here to shed some light on the misconceptions around midlife by sharing real life stories and a fresh perspective.
Look, we know it's not easy. The change is constant and inevitable. Let's explore what it means to move through challenges with a dose of humor and embrace each challenge, each new discovery with a higher sense of understanding. We hope you heard something today that made you laugh and recognize the truth and comedy of midlife. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.